ね、一応なんなまま手相も落せせ、ロリ君ちね、た、ロデラ、ね、でね、じ、じみたわ君ちね、ディナーで、だんがどうもすんせやち。ね、たもわせ。たもすみなね、のもすんでしえし、え、しはれ。だんごしんしえさね、だんがかさん、ジェバーせでこつるわ、ジェバーせしね。ん、ジェバーせで、かんちぐれですね。ランケティ、たやだら、でね、
Good morning. When we divide awareness and knowers, or lurik, it can be divided in many ways. The most well known is the sevenfold division, and that is the divisions into the division of awarenesses into direct perceivers, inferential valid cognizers, correct assumption, subsequent cognizers, non-ascertaining awarenesses, doubt, and wrong consciousnesses. And whilst we've come across several of them, direct perception we have now looked at in its entirety, and last night we started at the second. Started with the second of the sevenfold division, that of inferential valid cognizers, and we saw the definition of an inferential valid cognizer or inferential cognition as being a new, incontrovertible, determinative knower that is directly produced in dependence on a correct reason that is its basis.
And the reason, as mentioned last night, that we need to, that it's so important that we understand inferential valid cognizers, is we can understand the reason why we need to understand what inferential valid cognizers are through looking at the various types of objects that that consciousnesses apprehend. Objects then can be divided in different ways, and we spoke about a twofold division, and that same twofold division can be divided into three. So if we divide objects into three, we have those which are manifest, and those which are hidden can be divided into slightly hidden and extremely hidden. So this is a threefold division of objects: manifest, slightly hidden, and extremely hidden. The objects that are manifest, they are realized by, for example, they are realized by direct perceivers, such as, for example, sense direct perceivers. And sense direct perceivers realize their manifest objects, such as sound, or objects of sight, such as trees and flowers, tactile objects, and so forth. So these manifest objects are realized by direct perception.
ギュムセンサムタマホチェクドクドドモスンジドトゥエディチェデロンギュライゴレセンダディトガンデラワシェヨレイシェヨレナジョモスンランニダマラングロバネメサタラピケディサンジサンダコキュルセデラマンジギュムセンサムタマタマタチェクドトマソワチギュムセンヤンダバジサムタンデトホヤギチェデラアネコキュルセギュムセンヤンダバギュムセンヤンダバサムタコトホヤギチェデラアネコキュルセゴレデニギュコキュデラヤニンゴレアネ 就是国教的时候，对多少个金山三大多少多少来老啊些，就是国教些这些。那信徒国教的时候，当然这个金山三大些，你这些多嘛多些，上亿亿数比龙壤龙脊里啊，一起这些，那多会啊个，接把龙的，接把松的，代表龙脊来点点多会啊的啦，那那个就是信徒国教噻，但另外就是国教的，这拆下去过的哇。
Manifest objects, these are realized directly, meaning that due to them being realized directly, there is no need for reasoning to realize the object. They're realized directly, whether through sense direct perceiver, mental, yogic, or the self-knowing direct perceivers. Whereas for the hidden objects, which can be divided into those which are slightly and extremely hidden, here it's a little different. So for slightly hidden objects, these need to be realized independent on a reason. And as we saw last night, not any reason, but independent on a correct reason, the hidden objects can be realized. The slightly hidden objects are realized. Objects which are extremely hidden, these are much more difficult to realize, and in fact, for us, they can only be realized in dependence on valid scripture of the Buddha. And here, it's not only do they need to be realized in dependence on the scripture, but it needs to be that's in accordance with the threefold analysis. So that is what. So to realize this extremely hidden phenomenon, we need to realize them in dependence on the scripture of the Buddha, and it must be in accordance with the threefold analysis. So the objects that are extremely hidden are very subtle. Those which are slightly hidden are somewhat subtle. Those which are manifest are not subtle.
是啊，他今次养大了点呢，俺那中学过去多别个结巴的了，但我都别结巴是吧？我都别结巴那个是吧？今天，他一起去弄了点呢，俺那多别个结巴的了，俺那新都过去多别结巴的了，俺那明俺那一起去结巴是明白过是吧？The
inferential valor cognizer that realizes manifest objects realizes them independence on a correct reason. And this inferential valor cognizer is the first of the three divisions. Inferential valor cognizers by the power of the fact. Inferential valor cognizers by the power of the fact, they realize independence on a correct reason, and they realize the slightly hidden objects. Whereas the extremely hidden objects, these are realized by the third type of inferential valor cognizers, the inferential cognizer through belief. We see here, page 8, there are three divisions to inferential valid cognizers. And you remember, inferential cognizer and inferential valid cognizer are synonymous. So inferential cognizers by the power of the fact, inferential cognizers through renown, and inferential cognizers through belief. Or to use some synonyms, instead of renown, one can say perhaps convention, and instead of belief, one can say conviction.
Mm-hmm. 啊，你呢？咱们这个，咱我都给结巴，是的，可是说是金钱养大把起来，对呢？俺俩都不给结巴，是的，我都不结巴，是的。那边呢，别人下边呢，你这里没到把，这边呢，这没到把人比金钱那个什么东西，这结巴的些，就是俺这里，有些了对呢，结巴起来些，是咱个结巴的，有些呢结巴的，有些了对呢结巴的些，就是有些了对呢结巴的了呀。
那呢，家里呢，别人还要这个，让话说三不搭呗呢，明天三分钟答辩，你估计给的，呀呀呀呀，切切切切，刚才我们进来，你不晓得吗？这个业主给我把，其实俺这个做着我也下过过了哇，三分钟答辩都行了。俺那点那个。
도로 와고도 때디베는 아주 에 다워하시에지나 마니아지마 진 다워하시에지는 메도디게 감데 아니 신이나도 제는 로망괴 제리아 지게 감데 차 내가 차줘야다 아니 나도 미이나다가 눈로이나다가 두스키네 타말이야 신이 내가 저거든 아주 저게 통고로 와 제가 디네자다 자세하게 아니 디나신다 아주 기지기지 지바를 하고도 남사 기지기지 지바대 안주기 에 신야래 깔래카 하고 락바락바디 하고 그러고 디네자다 자세하게 미닥바레스 랑 루비게 좀네 기지 니발 미데바레 남사 가루고레스 좀네 남사 기지 니바네 가루고 제가 디네 가루고레스에 니수디 안주기 레라바 하고 두고 말 디네자다 니가 배 김진들이야 자세히 깨진 깨네 남성 가로도 김진 가려라면 그 제발에 규칙을 되네 제발에스 온도 전에 삼다 다 삼다에도 가슴 찔이야 제발이나 제가 미다바이 미다바 교조가 신고 그래 제가 다 그런 제발에 인자다 교조가 지리에스네 되니게 제비 김진의 전에 자디 딱 지기지기지 지바 기지니바네 미디바 지조바 하고라도 아니 되니게 제비 김생 양다 삼단지 자리미다 보도비기 제바텔 참아텔 아니 제바 참아서라 뒤에는 김생이 가서 양다 가서 삼단지 제바 제바 김생 삼단지 또 말해지래
Looking at the first division, inferential cognizes by the power of the facts. So, yeah, let's just remind ourselves of the definition. A new incontrovertible determinative knower that is directly produced in dependence on a correct reason, that is its basis. And we have the illustration that's given immediately below. An inferential cognizer that realizes that sound is permanent through the reason of being a product. So here, someone realizes that sound is impermanent and does so through the basis of a correct reason, namely that sound is impermanent because it's a product. So because sound is a product, it is impermanent. And this is a correct reason, a reason that had previously been understood. And so through understanding that sound changes momentarily because it's impermanent, and the reason it's impermanent and therefore changes momentarily is that it's a product. And what does a product mean? Something that is produced through causes. And if something is produced through causes, it is impermanent. It came from a cause, the result came from a cause. Therefore, it's impermanent in that it has changed. It changed from a cause to a result, and it changes momentarily. One can understand this through, in terms then of understanding impermanence. We all understand impermanence on a coarse level. It's very clear to us. We know that we plant a particular seed, we nurture it well, then a sprout follows. So we see this process of production. And from the sprout, it will grow into the plant, and later this process of change we will observe in that the plant will wither and finally die. And this is the case for plants. It's also the case for animals and humans. So this kind of coarse impermanence we can understand with great ease. Subtle impermanence, momentary change. This, though, we need to come to understand through our independence on correct reasons, such as something is impermanent because it is a product. Meaning it's come about in dependence on causes and conditions, and therefore it is impermanent. And being impermanent, it fulfills its definition of changing momentarily. So to understand a subtler object, such as subtle impermanence, one needs to rely on reasons. And when one gives rise to the realization of this subtle object, that would be done in dependence on a correct reason and would be an inferential valid cognizer.
추여를 벨라네 아딩하고 하고 마선 하고 매라 디고큐르 고도 고도 규와스 고큐르나 하모고와다 마도와다 시고레 지자 디니인자 고큐르세데 마도발라고 지자다 지자 고큐르다 운규세데 쳇바 쳇여디 나레 가르치고르스네 상제라 쳇 차상 운규차드레 상제기 마도와스 매레 지자 상제가르나 킹고레 지자 상제라 고큐르세 요마레 고교를 취해 상계를 매해 다 고교를 당원주세대 나도 소수기보를 자는 시골에 나도 그 소수기보 되기기 당보 또 유리 아니 김제 가야 삼는 양다바 삼는 마땅 땅모 김제 양다바를 마땅바지 그도 또 투여들라 원주를 해라 버려 다 매도 다 지신 땅 강바다 디스로와 땅 아주 소수기보 되기 당보 또 유가불라 내 당보 또 유가로 김제 양다바지 삼땅시 또호에 또호에들라 아니
Talk a little bit about the difference between objects when they are divided into those which are manifest and those which are hidden. And the way to understand this is something hasn't yet been realized, we can call it manifest. And if something has been realized, we can call it manifest. If it is still to be realized, we can call it hidden. For example, things such as flowers and fruit, these are not hidden objects for us. They're very clear, they are clearly manifest objects for us. But something as to whether water exists under the ground right here, this is a hidden object. We have not realized that there is or is not water under the ground here. But to understand then what is a manifest and what is a hidden object, we here need to be clear that this is from the perspective of ordinary beings. Because for a Buddha, there are no hidden objects. A Buddha is a being that has attained perfection, and therefore nothing is hidden from the wisdom of a Buddha. All objects are manifest for a Buddha. So the division between manifest and hidden is from the perspective of ordinary beings. And hidden objects, these need to be realized, these are realized through relying on correct reasons. Manifest objects can be realized, or manifest objects are realized without relying on correct reasons, but ordinary beings come to realize hidden objects through relying on correct reasons. This is how the hidden object is first realized, independence on a correct reason.
Dunga said the Sesang Ganesh Segu Yaku Hagova Che and Hagova in dunga seyele ya, dunga seyele tablan teyele, le la jita, ane dum deyeci, ane yakbo lamre, yakbo yutubo olwa. Ane digi duya diya, digi duya yakbo ha gowa che, nesu ha gowa ne, ane digi duya tablan cheba ene, digi duya di, yakbo duya da, le la jutuwa da, ane lamre yakbo yungu olwa. Cisna digi duya da ha mo gowa che, o diji ne digi yungu yindro sen peki, kaso sosu sese che ne, ane digi yunga yaka dunda leka leyo du, ane, Tiga tata cuma tu aje, an dale ya, duma mampu yang aja cegor eh, an yang duma saya tu, adine jenah duma saya tu bingjur samje, duma saya ni, jika, ya buah muka aje, cuci aje ni duma saya bezu cewa ina, an di, an duma ya buah saya mampu badang, an dale ya duma saya tu dah, sabla duma suci yang aja cegor lah, adine itu. Digi dubye ge tablam yakbo shingoye dang, en dunga seye ge tablam setanide yakbo shingoye de gyechen borayas. De shingende garasene, jeba sema de hakukurma de onsumi hakukutuk maresana to. Chesan anansu ge, jeba seye de gyeo kureyas. Ches dunga seye ge, dunga gane gane seo go, didi gane yungu tsembe, dene tokbe ge jeba sema de gyeo kureyas. Jeba sema de gyeche, anansu ge, jeba inna, ane dunga seye la yakayu kureyas. On dit son bonheur. J'ai dit, pas de masse, j'ai dit, moi, j'ai dit, j'ai dit, j'ai dit,
If you have the wish to cook a particular dish at home, but it's something you've never cooked, and you just decide to throw a few things together and see what happens, it's probably not going to go well. And this is because you don't know what you're doing. And that object that you're trying to achieve here, this particular dish, this for you is a hidden object. And without knowing all the various components, it remains hidden, it will not be achieved, and one will experience some difficulties in the process, and the result will not be what one hoped for. And we can think of anything that one engages in life. If one Before one embarks on a particular task, if one has the knowledge of all the various aspects of that task, then it is likely to go well, and one is likely to achieve the result one's looking for. If one goes into it blind, one will encounter a lot of problems, and it's unlikely one will achieve the result that one longs for. And amongst the various tasks that we have, our primary job is actually to eliminate suffering and achieve happiness. This is what we all desire, and this should be the focus of what we strive for. If we recognize that none of us want to suffer, we all want to experience lasting, stable happiness, then unless we know the various techniques for identifying the causes of suffering and how to eliminate them and not accumulate further causes of suffering, and know the techniques relating to how to identify the causes of happiness and to accumulate them, unless this is well known, we're going to struggle to achieve this desired result. And to the degree that we know these techniques, these methods better, our endeavors will go better, will be easier, and the result we achieve will be closer to what we desire. The less knowledge and understanding that we have, the more difficult it will be to achieve the desired result, the more difficulty we will have in achieving a result. So in order to clearly understand, to realize the techniques for eliminating suffering and achieving happiness, to realize this, which is for us now a hidden object, we need to generate inferential cognizers. We are not yet able to realize these through direct perception. We need to rely on correct reasons and thereby give rise to inferential valid cognizers.
Then ね、やだばじらさんだ。どうちばちね。何がさんちのとと売れてわ。じゃだ、ちばけばら、君前やだばし。てれけほれ。君前やだばてね、けばで君前でやねやと、さんだんこれ。またさんまたね、君前で、やほれ、れとまるわ。でね、じゃばけばら、君前やだばしれてね、けほれ。君前やだばでやねやと、さんだんばれてね、けほれ。じゃでんざ、ちばけで、
In order to give rise to an inferential valid cognizer, well, it has to come about independence, as we see in the definition, independence on a correct reason that is its basis. So not just any old reason, it has to be a correct reason. And for this correct reason to give rise to an inferential valid cognition, it requires from the practitioner's side, repeated and sustained investigation. That reason needs to be repeatedly investigated and analyzed. And in this way, all mistakes in understanding are overcome. And eventually, through this repeated and sustained process of analysis and investigation, then this correct reason can give rise to an inferential valid cognizer. Without this process of having a correct reason and then engaging in repeated investigation and analysis around that reason, eliminating all doubts and all mistaken understandings, one will not give rise to an inferential valid cognition. One will not give rise to a realization.
Madovaina, Dela Mine, Shinokum, come to Yagi Chego Marva, Chesa, Dame, Lamine, Shinio Kumbala, Tiju Dimine, Shinokumbala, Dame, the Dog Gurvada, Chesa, Dame, Tobala, and Dame, the Tala, the new Jebagito, Madame, and the Mosumi Togo Marit, Dambo To and the Jebagito Hore, Chesa, Dambo Tobe, Jeba Tobala, Dame, the Gimze Yanta was sometimes Dog Hore, Chesa, Gimze Yane Yanto, sometimes Dame, Gimze Santa, Dame, Gimze Santa Valla.
And let's take this presentation now and relate to it to the object that leads to the complete eradication of the afflicted minds and suffering, and that is the object of selflessness. For selflessness to have the power to eliminate our afflicted minds, we need to realize it with the union of calm abiding and meditative insight, and realize it directly. So this is something that we can come to understand, but just the understanding, we cannot realize it in this manner. One has to go through the sequence that is being laid out here. Selflessness is not a manifest object for us, so therefore we cannot realize it now with direct perception. It is a hidden object for us. Being a hidden object, we have to realize it through a direct valid cognizer, an inferential valid cognizer. To realize the hidden object through an inferential valid cognizer has to be done independent on a correct reason, that is its basis. So you see here the same sequence now applied to selflessness. So how does one give rise then to this correct reason, this reason that we need to analyze again and again from many points in order to give rise to inferential valid cognizer? We need to first hear many teachings, reflect on those teachings. And this is the process: hearing teachings, reading books, reflecting on what we're hearing and we're reading, that we come
to analyze this correct reason, or these correct reasons. And in this way, through doing so repeatedly over a sustained period, one will be able to give rise to an understanding of selflessness. And then we develop calm abiding and meditative insight, the union of the two on the object of calm abiding. On the object of selflessness. And in this way, we can give rise to powerful realizations of selflessness. First, an inferential value cognition, and later, a direct perception. This is the mind that eliminates the afflicted, the afflictions together with their seeds. But it can only be generated through going through the specific sequence of starting with an inferential valid cognizer. But in order to give rise to that, one needs to reflect on the correct reasons, and in order to reflect on correct reasons, one needs to establish them through study and reflection.
So we can look at the same process then through another illustration. One has the wish to give rise to the realization of calm abiding, and one selects as an object a Buddha image, and one decides on this object of an image of a Buddha, I'm going to develop calm abiding. Well, before one can sit down and strive to cultivate calm abiding on the object of a Buddha image, one has to first engage in extensive analytical meditation on understanding the sequence of meditations that are required in order to give rise to calm abiding, the various steps of the meditation, the obstacles that one may encounter, and how to overcome them. This is all only realized through analytical meditation. Thereafter, when one has great clarity of the technique, one is then ready to generate calm abiding on, for example, a Buddha image. And when one has achieved this, and one has generated calm abiding in relation to a Buddha image, that doesn't mean then that one can take that calm abiding now and apply it to the object of selflessness. One may have achieved calm abiding in relation to a Buddha image, but before that mind can be placed on selflessness, the object of selflessness, one has to still go through that same process of developing a clear understanding of what are the correct reasons, or hearing teachings and reflecting on them, on selflessness, coming to a clear understanding of what are correct reasons, and investigating those reasons again and again and again, in giving rise eventually to a valid cognition. So therefore, even if one has generated calm abiding on a Buddha image, it cannot immediately be placed on selflessness. Further analysis on selflessness needs to be embarked on.
Mm-hmm. 지기 조금 신이 조금 제발 아니에요. 조금 맞아봐. 가해 맞아봐지. 아니 조금 제 요하여 말드니다. 다 지기 퇴섬 제고 말해. 아니 제발 제고 말해. 나번에 신의 주변에 아니 조금 제전에 야가 용그래서 배 삼도 용세기로 와. 그래서 요하여 말해. 다 그 준비 그런 롭정에 냠냉기 심바도 지도 심바지 좋아는 마도 림마 마요 맞아봐라. 그 용카불 요하여 말해.
In order to give rise to achieve successful placement meditation on any object, this needs to be preceded by analytical meditation. For analytical meditation to be successful, that too needs to be preceded by study and reflection. This is a set sequence. One cannot just go out and strive to achieve successful placement meditation. That has to be preceded by analytical meditation, which in itself is preceded by study and reflection. So let's now look at the second of the three divisions, that of inferential cognizers through renown. So looking at the text, the first point to make is nearer the bottom of what we have on page 8, the second from bottom bullet point. An inferential cognizer through renown is necessarily an inferential cognizer by the power of the fact. So the second subdivision is necessarily included within the first subdivision. Nevertheless, we have three divisions. So to understand now the second division, we have an illustration, an inferential cognizer that realizes that it is suitable to express the rabbit possessor by the term moon for the reason of its existing among objects of conceptual consciousness. To explain in this illustration, an inferential cognizer that realizes that it is suitable to express the rabbit possessor by the term moon from the reason of it existing amongst objects of conceptual consciousness is that a person who thinks to themselves, what I always call, and I hear many people calling the rabbit possessor, so the moon, what we would all call the moon, this rabbit possessor, this circular orb in the night sky, is it suitable to call it moon or not? And they engage in some reflection here, and because there's a worldly convention, or it is widely said
that that's the same object is called by some rapid possessors, by others moon, and by all both. They come to give rise to an inferential value cognition through renown, that it is suitable to call the rapid possessor by the term moon, or suitable to apply the term moon to the rabbit possessor. And they do this through, or they give rise to this inferential value cognition through relying on the reason of it existing amongst objects of conceptual consciousness. In other words, it's something that's widely known, a worldly convention. The third inferential cognizes through belief has as an illustration an inferential cognizer that realizes that the scripture from generosity resources, from ethical conduct a happy migration, is incontrovertible with respect to the meaning indicated by it due to the reason of it being a correct scripture in accordance with a threefold analysis. So here, in dependence on relying on the correct scripture from generosity resources, one can give rise to an inferential valid cognizer through belief, realizing that from generosity one attains resources. Without relying on scripture, then it's very difficult for ordinary beings such as ourselves to realize that from generosity comes resources. To give rise to such a realization that from ethical conduct, good rebirths such as the human or God are achieved. From generosity, resources are attained. In other words, all the varying results of this practices of the six perfections. It's of great importance that one gives rise, or one generates, a valid cognizer with regard to the results of the six perfections. Because the valid cognizer is a realization of this. Without giving rise to valid cognition of the results of the six perfections, one's understanding, one's acceptance, one's agreement with what is stated will be a little bit vague, will not be freed from doubt. And this will be experienced by the practitioner through them having limited application in striving for the results of the six perfections. So therefore, it's of great importance to give rise to a valid cognizer, or specifically here an inferential valid cognizer, in relation to practices such as, from ethics comes good rebirths, from generosity, resources.
What should be clear from this definition or this illustration is that independence on the scripture, from generosity, resources, from ethical conduct, a happy migration, that one can give rise to an inferential valid cognizer through belief. And here the reason is it being a correct scripture. So what then is a correct scripture? Is it merely a quotation from the Buddha? The Buddha said, therefore, it can be accepted as such. Well, the Buddha taught widely to a wide variety of beings and in accordance with their own individual personalities. So therefore, to some, he taught that external objects are established. And that is a view held by Buddhists who ascribe to the Vaibhashika and Sartre and Thiko views. So they accept the Buddha's teachings that phenomena are externally established. And for example, the Chittamatrans, those Buddhists who hold to the Chittamatran view of Buddhism, they accept that phenomena exist truly. So if merely a quotation from the Buddha is enough for it to be a correct scripture and thereby give rise to an inferential valid cognition, then surely we would have to accept that phenomena are externally established, that phenomena are also truly existent. So this, of course, as we've heard before, is not the case. So therefore, something merely being a quotation from the Buddha is insufficient for it to be a correct scripture that would lead to an inferential valid cognizer.
Chesa, and the Sanji Lunale Timbertuba Sunga, the United Timbertuba Yomarela Grands. Chesa, then the Sanji and Timbertuba Lunle Timbertuba, you had a Sunga, Gimsin Jene, Timbertuba Yoma to go, Marwa.
Similarly, if one asks, do phenomena exist truly or not? And one can quote scriptures where the Buddha taught that phenomena exist truly. But we know that phenomena don't exist truly. So then, how does one deal with these apparent contradictions? And what about Mount Meru? Does that exist or not? Because again, one can quote scripture from the Buddha establishing Mount Meru.
Oh, that then he took to me na and the Jimba Tawalet in the Longe Jungre, Sibi Saji Donalia, Jimba and the Longe Jungre, Sumba Delatin, Lung Delatin, and Jimba the Longe Yonga, the Jup Tugu Minduas and Jimba Edwas, the Chaza Lung Sumba Zambi, and the Imba the Jup Tugu Minduas and Pegasam Lunguada.
So now if one thinks as if, well, maybe I can't rely on the scriptures of the Buddha. And if I can't rely on the scriptures of the Buddha, well, what about from generosity resources, from ethical conduct to happy migration? These are also quotations from the Buddha. Maybe I can't rely on those either.
Clarity or resolution to this is brought through the final part here in the illustration. That we see here, with respect to the meaning indicated by it, due to the reason of its being a correct scripture in accordance with the threefold analysis. The threefold analysis establishes that from generosity comes resources. The threefold analysis establishes that from ethical conduct, a happy migration. It establishes that from patience harmonious relationships and complete sense faculties. The threefold analysis, though, does not establish the quotations that assert Mount Meru, nor that assert true existence, nor that phenomena are externally established. Threefold analysis do not assert or establish those.
And the Jeva Sumya Dhaba in a Ganesh Levels in a Mungur Timbala, Mungur Timbe Chala, and the Lundi, Mungur Timbe Chala, Chala, Mosum Time never meva chores, Mosum Time never meva chiche, and the Juicy Cogur Tempe, Tempe Chadela, and Modu Picheva never meva. Shindu Cogur Tempe Chala, Isi Lungi.
What then is meant by this threefold analysis? What is threefold analysis? So the sutra then should not be contradicted by three things. If it's a manifest object, it should not be contradicted by a direct valid cognizer. If the object is slightly hidden, it shouldn't be contradicted by an inferential valid cognizer, and if the object is extremely hidden, it shouldn't be contradicted by sutra. So if the sutra stands up to the threefold analysis,
it is then a correct reason that can, through repeated investigation, lead to an inferential valid cognizer through belief. And again, so the threefold analysis is, if the object is a manifest object, it shouldn't be harmed or contradicted by a direct valid cognizer. If it is a slightly hidden object, it shouldn't be harmed or contradicted by an inferential valid cognizer. And if it's an extremely hidden object, it shouldn't be harmed or contradicted by a sutra.
The sutras that assert the existence of Mount Meru, then these aren't correct scriptures that are suitable to give rise to an inferential valid cognizer establishing Mount Meru, because Mount Meru is form, in fact, is something of extremely large size, and being form, it should be realized by a direct valid cognizer. But from the context of the threefold analysis, the first one, being a manifest object, the first of the threefold analyses, direct valid cognition, contradicts the existence of Mount Meru, because it is not directly perceived. So from this investigation, one can come to see that Mount Meru does not exist, that this huge, great mountain at the center of the universe is not directly perceived, and it should be, because it's form. So therefore, the existence of what is stated in the sutra is contradicted by the first of the threefold analysis.
Therefore, the scriptures that assert the existence of Mount Meru, they do not stand up to the threefold analysis, and therefore should not be accepted, and they are not suitable to be a correct reason to give rise to an inferential valid cognition. And again, the reason is because of not standing up to scrutiny, the scrutiny of the threefold analysis. And in this case, it is contradicted. The existence of Mount Meru is contradicted by direct valid cognition, or harmed by direct valid cognition.
And then, men and Kachin Sumarilane, Goboyores, Kashilia, Pandoyores, Denigasunian, Rikibo Jerson Delian, Tayin Dinidinores, and Delia Dusidu, and Yalolia, Chalia Ingrua, Denez Yorda, and Digala Hadinis Dugor did. ဒီလိုက်တဲ့ခါရှိဒီဝါဒီဝါခါရှိဒီဝါဒီဒီစစ်ဒီခင်ဒီလိုက်တဲ့ခေဝါကျင်အောင်သူဘောရဲဆရာသားအန်ကျင်အောင်သူကြီးခေဝါမတို့နဲ့လိုက်တဲ့ပဲမကြီးဝါချာချင်းငါဆိုဒီဘုဆာဘောရဲကျေစားတဲ့နေဒီဘချီကျော်မာရဲစစ်ဒီအန်ဒူချင်းနဲ့ကိုစုရိုးကြီးကိုယ်ရဲ့အန်ဒီနေနေရောရှေ့ရောသူအန်ဆိုဆူလျာငါသူကြီးချက်ဒီဟောချေလို့လျာချက်ဒီဝါချေရော
Yeah, it's good to say that there is certainly reason and benefit for the presentation of the existence of Mount Meru, and who knows, perhaps even today there is benefit in this, in that for some specific people, for them to hear about the existence of Mount Meru and hear about how magnificent it is, and at the various levels the gods abide, enjoying great delights. And if you, at the recipients of this teaching, if you make great strides in accumulating merit, when you have achieved sufficient merit, you will be able to observe those gods and their great delights, the great delights that they are experiencing. And those particular individuals, their minds are turned, are deeply inspired by this teaching, and it turns them towards virtue, away from non-virtue. And in this way, beings are benefited. They accumulate the causes for happiness, although they're wanting to see Mount Meru and the gods. But it turns them away from non-virtue, turns them towards virtue. And therefore, there is benefit, even in presenting something that does not stand up to the threefold analysis.
Delia and Lungim sent to two mares. And Jebosum, Madaba and Garamada Varelane, Delia, Modugi, Casmore, Modugi, Ripigi, and Junzi Cogu Tembechella, Modugi, never me about the mares, never your hesiota.
Did somebody Junzi Cogu de Yankas?
Junzi Cogu Tembechella.
Similarly, the Buddha taught that phenomena are externally established, and those who subscribe to the Buddhist philosophy as presented by the Vaibhashikas and the Sauchantikas, they will accept this, and they will have as a reason for accepting it that this was taught by the Buddha. These are the quotations from the sutras of the Buddha. However, whilst the Buddha did teach that phenomena are externally established, this does not stand up to analysis through investigation through the threefold analysis, and this is because these phenomena which are slightly hidden, they're not manifest, they're slightly hidden, whether phenomena are externally established or not, one needs to rely on reasoning. These are harmed
by that this view, that phenomena are externally established, is harmed by inferential cognizers by the power of the fact. So the phenomena, which is external establishments, this is a slightly hidden phenomenon, and it is harmed by inferential cognizer by the power of the fact. And therefore, these sutras that teach that phenomena are externally established, is harmed by the threefold analysis.
How does one come to the point where one realizes that that sutras that taught that phenomena are externally established is harmed by threefold analysis, in particular the second type of inferential valid cognition? Well, the sutras that are in accordance with the Vaibhashika and Sautrantika view state that the tiny particles of a phenomenon gather together and form this externally established phenomena. So the externally established phenomenon, whilst it can be broken down, it can only be broken down to in its particle level to a particular point. And the combination of these parts lead to the creation of this externally, ensure that there is this phenomenon which is externally established. But then when one investigates, when one analyzes, one sees that these parts, these small parts which are said to come together to create the externally established phenomenon,
These parts are not, as asserted, partless, but they can be further divided. And those further subdivisions of the parts themselves can be further and further and further subdivided. So here what one comes to see is that the externally established phenomenon that is created by parts which at their basis are partless, those partless parts are not partless, but can be further subdivided. So therefore, one sees that these scriptures do not stand up to the threefold analysis. And the way one comes to see this or to realize this is through analysis, through using reasoning. And here one gives rise to an inferential cognizer by the power of the facts, realizing that there aren't partless particles. Particles can be further and further and further subdivided. Phenomena that are slightly hidden, so not manifest, but slightly hidden. These, whether they exist or not, one realizes, one comes to realize slightly hidden phenomena through inferential valid cognition. And when one is looking at this third type, that inferential cognizes through belief, one needs to see whether it's, the phenomenon stands up to the threefold analysis. So here in this illustration we've just been looking at about whether phenomena are externally established or not, we've heard that the Buddha taught that phenomena are externally established, and the Buddhist philosophical schools, the Vaibhashika and Satvantika, accept those teachings of the Buddha as correct, and therefore that phenomena are externally established. However, the Buddha also taught that phenomena are not externally established, so the complete opposite, and that is accepted by the Chittimattans and the Madhyamakas. So those Buddhists who hold to the Buddhist philosophical schools of the Chittimattans and the Svatantikas, Madhyamakas, they don't accept that phenomena are externally established. So what we see here is an illustration of where the Buddha taught, gave completely opposite teachings, contradictory teachings, to differing audiences. So the understanding we generally have is that of the Madhyamika view, and that's what I've been presenting here, that phenomena are not established externally, but not merely stating this or quoting a sutra, but establishing it through a reasoning.
Chizan yiji lungu neba meba mare chidun ruba sumbi do di
And moreover, the sutras that establish the phenomena are externally established, are they themselves harmed by the third of the threefold analysis, that of being harmed by other sutras, where the Buddha also taught that objects are not externally established.
That Jerama Wadan Dodeva Koranzuki Jeba Daba Jeba Sumi Daba Sam Damena, let Deji Riki Burja somebody Jibu Sumi Seme Nuva Mava said some Dana Jiba Jiba Jiba. Then Niba Motogi Juzuko Jimbe Chile, Yi Lungu Nuva Mava said the Garso was name. Then Honju Garso was name. Chesa, Chiru Dunduva Yomares, and Yomare, Garasene, Sanji Dole Sundua, Sanji Sundua, Slamna. Sanji, you don't know, で、ドゥテンデレ、超チャチやよまれ。シャチョ、ヌチョ、チやよまれ。シャチョとヌチョ、ね、ニマドゥバニダチョウレ。これ、超ニヨで、ニマドゥナ、ドゥバニチャグレ。じゃあ、じゃあ、シャチョとヌチョ、ね、チャチやめでドゥテンチャよです。で、ま、ドゥテン、チョンチョンチョンチョン、だで、ガザムチレ、ギネチャチやめんチャグレです。じゃあ、チャチやまちゃで、チャメレです。じゃあ、ディハゴでチャメと で、にぎ、ドゥテンディギパ、チャメディ、ツー、チ、ドゥン、ニードゥン、スマンゴソーディン、チェンボチャーゴ、で、ラバチャーゴ、で、チルドゥンドゥバレス。じゃあ、サイギ、ドゥナレ、チルドゥンドゥバ、ヨマレス、ビスンディ、アネ、ドゥンドゥブ、タファマレス、カスネ、マスンバ、ナシン、チルドゥンドゥブ、メバレ、マレチンドゥブ、ヨレ、チザ、チェバチドゥ、ドゥテン、チェメトゥベ、チェマディ、ギリエス、チェバチマ、ギリエス、ディ、チェバディギ、ドゥテン、チェメ、
요마르트체
Those
who ascribe to the views of the Vaibhashika and the Sautrin Tika, they, from their perspective, if they investigate whether Mount Meru exists or not, they would presumably agree that Mount Meru, the sutras that establish Mount Meru, are harmed by direct valid cognition, and therefore would not establish that there is Mount Meru, because they would not give rise to an inferential valid cognizer, because the scriptures that establish it wouldn't stand up to the threefold analysis. So there would probably be agreement with regard to Mount Meru. But there wouldn't be agreement about whether phenomena are externally established or not. And they most probably have heard the differing teachings from the Buddha, but they would hold that, being a Sautrin Tika or a Vaibhashika, they would hold that their view is correct, and that the other view, such as what I've just presented, which is from the Madhyamaka view, That is mistaken. Those sutras are not to be relied on, but the sutras that we, as Vaisheka Sauchantikas, that we accept, these are to be relied on because they are not contradicted by analysis. So they come to the opposite conclusion for the same reason, in that they both engage in analysis, but they came to different results in their analysis. So those who are asserting that when the Buddha taught that phenomena are externally established, they say, we have established this through analysis, through analytical meditation. When we investigate a phenomenon, we see that it's broken up into smaller and smaller particles, and the smallest particle, at its very foundation particle, you could say, is directionless. It cannot be divided any further. It has no north, it has no south, it has no directions. If it had directions, a north and a south, say, then that particle could be further divided. But the smallest particle is directionless. And it's when there's these particles, these smallest particles, when they are combined, they create an object. So therefore, objects are externally established. And we have established this ourselves through analysis. Therefore, the Buddha's sutras that assert externally established phenomena are correct. And those sutras which reject externally established phenomena, those are not to be relied on because we have harmed them through our threefold, through our analysis.
Lungudu teme nugo neva chikche, and easy lungu neva meva mari, easy lungu neva yores. Krasne, chiru donutuba mare sumbi dotelia, sanji chiru donutuba yores sumores. Jetan yoga suma and jeba chiru donutuba nigores. Jetanti chiru donutuba yoga sumbi dotiki delia nugores. Chiru sanji chiru donu maduba sumbi dotela, and sanji chiru donutuba yores sumdu was.
What we're seeing here then is Buddhists applying the same technique to establish whether the sutra is to be can be relied on to give rise to an inferential valid cognizer, whether it stands up to the threefold analysis. So the method, the technique, is the same. The answer they come to in their analysis, this differs. So those who ascribe to the view of the Vaibhashika and Sauchantikas, they come to the decision that yes, our view is correct, therefore we're not going to change it, and we see here a fault in the view of the Chittimatra and Samatimakas. They are accepting a sutra which has a fault in it. They are accepting a sutra which is not final. Rather, the sutras that we accept that establish phenomena, that establish phenomena as being externally established, these are correct. And therefore, our view is correct, and we give rise to inferential valid cognizers.
That's why you get Jimba Tawala in the long to Jungri, Sibes, Sanji, Sunjurva. They soon delay Jebosumi Tabares. Delia, and you want you to be Mosum Time never to Ajay, or whichever she don't want to Mosum you to Tony or Daddy Jimba Tawala, Jungri, Sadi, Mansugi, Sumba Nashin. Modus 다하랑 짐바타마텔레 노주 중고레 셈비게다 데이트가스 디니기 김사 삼다 룽디기 제보 숨에 다마다 김사 삼다 삼다 가슴질레 삼다네 다기 제보 숨기기 균균이 마타도 다기 제보 숨에 다바레샤 다바인다 룽디기 숨바나신 짐바타마도 노주 텐텐 중고레 셈데기 이체비게다 델야 타지비 삼노치기야 지어와 어디지 이치기 제바하시 올다젤라
What we've seen here then is to give rise to inferential valid cognizer, in this case through belief, one needs to engage in the threefold analysis to ascertain whether a scripture is established as a correct reason that can give rise to an inferential valid cognizer through belief. The process is the same for people with differing views. They may come to different conclusions in their analysis, but the process is the same. And so similarly, one would apply it to what we see here in the quotation from Generosity Resources, from Ethical Conduct to Happy Migration. So from generosity comes resources. If you think then apply the threefold analysis to this, we'll see that direct perception doesn't contradict or harm that from generosity comes resources, because direct perception cannot perceive this. It's a hidden object, it's not a manifest object. Then, so if it's being a hidden object, what about then is it harmed through analysis? Well, here, no ordinary person can realize through their analysis that from generosity comes resources. There's no one who can say, oh yes, this result, this resource came from that act of generosity. So therefore it cannot be harmed through an inferential valid cognizer. And then the third, what about it? Is it harmed by another sutra? Well, here there's not a sutra that contradicts that from generosity comes resources, and therefore this statement is not harmed by sutra either. So the sutra that states from generosity comes resources is not harmed by direct perception, by an inferential cognizer, nor by a sutra. So it's not harmed by the threefold analysis, and therefore it is suitable to give rise to an inferential cognizer through belief.
mentioned a few times the importance of giving rise to inferential valid cognizers, and this is certainly the case also for this third type, that those through belief or through conviction. Because the object that is from generosity comes resources. This is extremely hidden for us. It's not something that we can directly perceive or we can realize through analysis. We need to rely on scripture, on correct scripture, in order to give rise to this inferential valid cognizer. It's the only way that we can gain realization of it. And the reason why one needs to realize that from generosity comes resources is a realization is necessarily freed from doubt, which means one's practice of generosity will be heartfelt. One will spontaneously, readily engage in the practice of generosity. If one has some doubt, one will have hesitation. One's practice of generosity will be harmed. One's practice to benefit others through generosity will be harmed. And even if one has an acceptance that from generosity one come resources, but one hasn't given rise to an inferential valid cognizer, realizing that from generosity comes resources, one will be overcome by obstacles in one's practice of generosity. And similarly, with the practice of ethical conduct, if one has given rise to an inferential valid cognition through belief or through conviction that from ethical conduct comes happiness, this will power our practice of ethics. It will transform our practice of ethics. So therefore, it's imperative that for these extremely hidden phenomena, that we give rise to inferential cognizers through belief, because of the transformative effect it has on our practice, and therefore the results that will follow in future lives.
Gudan kien chilet in the Gigores, Chizan Dehojuan, Deva di Gudi Karish, the Gugilet in the Gigor, Chizan Gudi, Deva Gudi on the Jugu or was, Chizan Gudi, Hamorana, Dutumares, Chizan Dinan on to get Jebache, and Jebache, and Jebache, Jebuce, other some down on do, and Deva Gudi, Seming ever near to Ures, Seming ever near to do, and on Gudi, Yabes in the Jugu, and Digi Gudi to Tugore, Chizan Gudi Jubana, and the Devo de Imare.
All of us desire to experience lasting, stable happiness and to be freed from all forms of problems and difficulties, no matter how slight. Having this wish, then, is our foundation. Recognizing that we have this wish is the foundation for achieving that. We need to then take this recognition that we desire happiness and to be freed from problems and difficulties, and start to use our wisdom, our intelligence. Seeing that happiness, the achievement of happiness and the freedom from suffering, these are results they come about in dependence on the gathering of specific causes. So merely, we need to come firstly to the recognition that merely longing for something is insufficient. One has to recognize what are the causes that will lead to the longed for result, and what are the techniques to achieve or to cultivate those causes that will lead to the longed for results. And then to look at that, take that to a deeper level, it's not merely the recognition that we want happiness and be freed from suffering, nor merely the recognition that these are the causes and the techniques that lead to happiness, and these are the causes that lead to suffering, and these are the techniques to abandon the accumulation of the causes of suffering. It's not merely the recognition of that, or the knowledge of that. Rather, one needs to give rise to inferential valid cognitions, realizing what the causes are, realizing what the techniques are for both happiness and suffering. And again, the reason why the mere knowledge is insufficient is an inferential valid cognition has great power. It's freed of doubt, it's freed from wavering and procrastination. It has great power because one then has the basis that will lead to one striving to achieve the desired results rather than merely wishing for them. And then the technique for giving rise to inferential valid cognition is to gather knowledge and to investigate, to reflect, or to hear, to reflect, analyze, investigate. And in this way, doing so repeatedly over a sustained period, one will give rise to inferential cognizers by the power of fact. These that have come about specifically through overt analysis and investigation. And as part of this process, those objects which are too subtle for us to realize ourselves through analysis and investigation at this time, we need to realize independence on sutras, so inferential cognitions through conviction. But these too still require some analysis and investigation. We shouldn't accept any statement merely because that the Buddha or a great being said it. Rather, we should apply the threefold analysis and ensure, does that sutra, does that statement stand up to analysis from direct perception, from inferential valid cognition, or contradiction from other sutras? And in this way, we come to gain certainty in particular statements relating to objects which are too subtle for us to realize in any other way. And therefore, we also can give rise to inferential cognizers through belief.
Lung jeba sumi da men lung di dachi shi ba killing yo ma re chi song de da na dachi shi ba ke me len da a san ye sun ye no zhu sun xia san lan lan san gyen zhe xia yo ma re chi sun ma di 가르고니 숨바레 숨급이 김쟁 가레 디금 가르 숨고아레 술루 숨고아레 숨급이 김쟁 가레 제바치 되네 제바치도 두셔 술루 숨고바다 숨급이 고바 김쟁 하고 그래서 되네다 오 다디 디레 벤 치료 된다고 소아디 오 치료 된다고 소아디 산지게 노트제 마신 와진 숨교 가레메도 제가 제도 제 두자 제라 마와도 되대 받게려야 야 제야게 되는 콘솔로 숨바래 제가 되네게 숨비 고바 두자 컨트롤 고바 그 가르스네 내가 치료 된다고 봐 마송바이나 컨트롤이야 안에 최제 고블라도 고래 제가 되네 숨제 되려야 냠네 제 야야야 똑바 야야 체도 강점질래 야야 안 산이게 야 탑라 캐바진데 야 제야게 치료 숨교 레샤스 고바다 김센 두르샤스 제가 산제 노주요 말레스 노주리 민도스비기 어두 삼당 고래제 제가 안 저기 되네 삼당도 남사 제바 제바 매지도 아래리디 페시타리 디디 손도 아디 마르와 노트레시 아사제 남상 아주 균지 젤리고로 와 아니 하지 소소이 나오는 어디나 디스죠 어디디 레샤디 콜라메 소르데 라메디 페캬라 심보리 라메디 숨지 디레타스 켈레나 디안디고 마치자 상게 랑게 손데레 상게 코롱기 니 손데레 제바체 제바체 체마 숨기 녀바메나 켈레 체마 숨기 녀바메나 예나 Killing or Tashima killing or Mare, the Gacha, Cuba, Jimson Carlton, the Sumbarisha, Dijaba Chevore, and Sanji in the Sumbara, Jesus, the Niki Jeba Chene, Seming Eva Nigri, Motu Cheba, the Ishi Cheba, don't do Skevore, yes, Namle Chevore, Namle Jeta, the Esumbara. Or did Naja Dana to Girua, Sanji assumed that the Latashi by Yimin Chev, Chevas Mia Dama, the Cheba Chiguena, then I had to get Sanji Mayemba and the Tikas of Sanji Sinadan to get. Shanta, Lamadan, the Gerach, or the Midi, or that cabaret yesterday, the Lamsan of the Yishi, where I am, or the Gerach, the Koshin Juchiada. The Lamadi soon rested in Yishi, which is somewhere in Tata Res, Yishi, or the Notorious Lamsan Junji, or the Shimjuji, or the Gichimachagoro. Or the Nashiri, then the Deniman Asia, the Ordering in Gisila Shos and Dembare said, Lamsan Yichiwa, Maho Simjusia, Chagor, or Dinis Sungudu, and the Apa Jebachia, the Dinis Jimson Samta Jebachia, the Chagor. There, Dinigi, Chigi, or those Chenangi, Jebachia, what the Jimson said, Sandigida, Songi did it, Donala, Dinis Jebachi, and Mosum Chimaki, Jebat, more to be Jebachi Ture, then Ishi Lunga, then Jebosumi Tawa in Delatin, and Ishi Jebachi Ture, Dinisa, then Jeba Tema Jesovina, then you didn't want a tovar, Jesan D. Dawson, D. Jesu, that Toba Nashi, D. Nashi, Yamlinkar Cheva in a Manova, the Marchuba, that the young grace were that.
Kann ich kurz zurück zu den Kerang, die Serki Kola Sung Sung? Die Idee, du die Sersung Sung Bimbe,
die
Mädchen,
die
Kosten, die Lacke. So, there's a sutra quotation from the Buddha where he addressed. Wise and skilled ones, in the same way that you analyze whether a nugget is actually a nugget of gold by first holding it to a flame and then cutting it with a knife and then rubbing it with a special black stone so as to ascertain whether its validity as whether it's gold or not, so too treat my teachings. And this point that the Buddha made in this quotation is what we've been looking at here in this division on inferential valid cognizance. So the Buddha was saying very clearly, I am the Buddha. I have a reputation. You before me have faith in me. But don't just blindly accept what I say. Analyze my teachings. Reflect on my teachings. Come to see the validity of my teachings for yourself. Here, what he is encouraging his students to do is to analyze his words through the utilizing the threefold analysis and seeing whether they stand up to the threefold analysis or not. So, are these the teachings contradicted by direct perception? Are they contradicted by inferential valid cognition? Are they contradicted by sutra?
So this, the Buddha explicitly told his students to do right there before him. So this is something that we need to accept for ourselves. And furthermore, often as ordinary beings, we have a habit that when we hear something and it sounds quite strange, and we hear it from someone who has a great reputation, we think, how can such a person say such a thing? That is just laughable. It's idiotic. And we reject what was said and quite possibly the person who said it. So here in this case, that is maybe going too far, because we're looking at it in a particular context here. So the Buddha taught, for example, that phenomena are not, the phenomena are externally established. We investigate these words of the Buddha and we see, actually, that is not the case. We must guard our mind from then and say, oh, well, the Buddha has a fault. The Buddha is not a Buddha, because the Buddha clearly has a fault because he taught this and it's mistaken. We need to continue to use our reasoning. We used our wisdom, our reasoning, in our process of analysis, and we came to the correct conclusion that phenomena are not externally established, and we need to continue this process of analysis to understand why the Buddha said this. And in these cases, it was because of the particular audience before him. If he had said to this particular audience that phenomena are not externally established, the audience would have freaked out. They would have said, what you're saying is heretical, it is unacceptable, and they would have turned away from the benefit that the Buddha Dharma could have brought them. Rather, the Buddha skillfully guided them through this teaching and others so that they could accumulate virtue, turn away from non-virtue. Later, they would have gone on to develop the correct view, turn away from this mistaken view, which even the Buddha had taught. They would have later turned away from that. So this process we need to apply to ourselves. Investigate what we hear through the threefold analysis. Not accept what is said just on the basis of someone's reputation or renown or our respect for them. And then if we see that this teaching, according to our analysis, our investigation, or this point, is not correct, we put it to one side. We don't accept it. But we don't exaggerate and go further and, what's the expression, throw the baby out with the bathwater. So I share this with you because as ordinary people, we do make this error of when we hear something particular from someone with a great reputation and we don't accept it, we exaggerate our response and we reject that person, reject everything that they say, we stop using our wisdom. And furthermore, and now I've lost my place. Going together. Look at it, don't like so. And then furthermore, this, what I'm stating here from the Buddha, I'm not merely repeating what the Buddha said. And I'm not merely saying this in the context of the teachings of the Buddha. I'm saying this also with the teachings you receive from me here and any other teacher. Use your wisdom. Investigate these teachings. Come to see the validity of what is taught. And if you don't see that the teaching is as correct, you see it as faulty, through the use of your wisdom, that is fine. And put it to one side. I want you to use your wisdom. I want you to develop your wisdom. I want you to investigate the teachings and develop your wisdom. Develop into a level that it becomes faultless. So I want you to investigate what you hear from me and other teachings so that you give rise to inferential valid cognizers accepting what's taught and transforming yourselves. And where through your wisdom you see, through your analysis, you see that there is a fault in this teaching, then that's fine. You're using your wisdom, you're developing it, and put that teaching to one side. So this is my request to you as well. Then we'll finish here for this morning. If you have some questions, then there are a couple of minutes, so then please do ask. Alan.
So last study we talked about the facsimiles of of the direct perceiving, and there were two, the conventional conception and the inferential conception. The consorting topper and the shape-hunting topper, how are they different from an inferential value of cognitum?
The second and the third, yeah?
Yes.
Okay. Conventional and inferring conceptions, or conceptions leading to an inference. So how do those two differ from?
An inferential value of
cognitum. I do not know my kidding. Ngonsum Gitanang Song Song. Deni Ngonsum Gitang Tanang, Deni De Ewa Nigyate, Deni Tokpa Dan Tokmede, Deni Tokpa Sena De Ewa Jokyate, De Joknang Ni Kunso Ki Tokpa, Dan Jepa Ki Tokpa. De Ni Dan Jepa Ki Tsema, Kiapa Kari Duge.
Jirwa. The Jebagi Toba, Jeba Semarato, Kunduvi Toba, Jeba Koron, Hashagua, Jeba Koron, Kunduvi Toba, Kunduvi, you Toba, Jeba, Tambo to be Jeba, Jeba Semarilla, Kundu Toba,
Kudu Toba, Jebagi Toba,
Jebagi Toba, Jebagi, you, the Jemanduke Carson, Jeba Jimson, and Jamitabo to be Jeba Jorua, Deep Kunduvi Toba, the Jet, and she. Jeba Jimsis, Jamitaba Toba, and Yele, Jeba Toba, Jeba Toba Sama Kiora, Chisan Jeba Toba Samache, Jeba and Mitaba Yingures, and Chava to be Sama de Gay, Jamitaba to be Jeba, Jeba Jimsis, and Jamitaba to be Jeba Gay, Guchevore. Deso, Jeba Kitopa, Jeba, Jeba Koran, Toke, Yu, Yele, Yatoba Sama, Nisunjur, Disola, Jeba Kit.
It depends on your kitchen.
Jebi Kimsin is in a Jamitabo to be Jeba Giala, Nila Jebato Urua, Jeba di Jebagitopa, Sagore. Then Jeba in a Mitawa in Gures and be Samakiora, and this year Jebagitopa, Sagore, Jebagitopa. Jeba Giala, you Samas in Nisum Stua, this is Jesula Jebagitopa. Dandala, Tusen, Jeba Gi, you topa, Sagore, Jebagitopa, that you keep it, Sarah.
Tikosong, and then the Angola, Kunsoki, so let's look, and it's in the reverse order that we have here. So first look at inferring conceptions and then conventional conceptions. So inferring conceptions are the conceptions that lead to an inferential cognizer. So this is the cause that leads to the inferential cognizer. So it is a previous inferential cognizer that leads to another particular inferential cognizer. So realizing that something that is impermanent is so because it's a product. So that has been realized, and then later one gives rise to the cognition that sound is impermanent because it's a product. So to realize that sound is impermanent because it's a product, one needs to have previously realized that something that is impermanent is a product. So that is the previous inferential cognizer that leads to the later inferential cognizer. It's the cause that leads to the result of the later inferential cognizer. And that later inferential cognizer is the second one, conventional conception, which is the inferential cognizer itself. So the second one is the inferential cognizer. The third one leads to the inferential cognizer. It's the cause to it.
Jeba ki toba la yu, tanda la cixin da na jeba ki yu 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 jeba ki yu toba ya ji cai guo le.
The term we have here, inferring conception, is an abbreviation. The longer term would be the conception that is a cause leading to an inference, an inferential cognizer. The conception that is a cause leading to an inferential cognizer. So that's the third one, if one was to take the longer term and translate it. And then the second was the inferential cognizer itself. Thank you very much.